Representative Chris Pappas, 1st District, Congressional District, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Hi there, Jack. Good morning. Good to be on.
Well, we're going to have to make Paul Steinhauser wait, I guess. I apologize.
Oh, I'll let him. Sorry. Give my apologies to Paul.
No. You know what? It's good for him, don't you think? Some of these reporters, they get a little out of line. Representative Pappas, joining us. Let's get into it. A lot going on. What do you feel? I don't know if you're in the middle of this, but that whole debt ceiling, some people just hear it and they don't know where it stands. What do you think? What do you want to say to the constituents in New Hampshire? What to expect? Is there going to be any resolution there? Is it going to reach a point of, some conflict, if you will, or pain in terms of getting a deal done or agreement?
There has to be a resolution to this. There just has to be. And you look back through history, including three times during the Trump administration, the debt ceiling was raised in a bipartisan fashion. And this is meaningful to every business, every individual, because there would be an economic catastrophe if the United States decided it wasn't going to pay its bills. 3 million jobs would be lost almost immediately. And there would be a global economic meltdown as a result of this. So I know that both sides are committed to this. I think it's positive news that the president is meeting with the top four leaders on both sides of the aisle in Congress next week. I am hopeful that we will get to a resolution here, even if it's just a short-term lifting of the debt ceiling, making sure that we're paying our bills while we focus on how we pass a budget and ultimately how we become more fiscally responsible and lower the deficit over the long term. That's got to be a priority. Both parties have created that problem. Certainly it got worse during the pandemic as all that emergency spending was needed to be able to keep our economy afloat. And now's the time to have that conversation. But it shouldn't be by holding the federal government hostage and the full faith and credit of the United States hostage. We've got to pay our bills. We are not a deadbeat nation. And so it's crucial that we find agreement.
Representative Chris Pappas, you know, I think it was called a rule. I don't think it went through the House, but if it did, tell me, because I've only read about this at 20,000 feet. But this, as of May 1st, federal mortgage folks going through like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and there was a story that a rule that from the current administration, Biden administration, if you have better credit, good credit, for example, on paying your bills, you might pay $40 more. You might actually pay a little more for your mortgage than someone with riskier or bad credit. Is that something that you've weighed in on? I don't know where it stands. I don't know if you think that's right or wrong. As a small business person, I'm not sure. But what are your thoughts?
Well, it's not something that's come before the Congress. But I think given the housing crisis that we're facing, given high rates of inflation, we should be doing everything possible to make mortgages more affordable, to make housing more affordable for everyone. And I think raising fees doesn't help when we're thinking about that issue. So I think in terms of this particular rule, it only impacts federally backed mortgages through Fannie and Freddie, but that's a significant chunk of mortgages. From what I understand on this issue, those with high credit scores will still pay less in terms of additional fees on their mortgages than those with lower credit scores. But there's some changes to the fee structure, so we're going to take a look at that and see if there's any opportunity for Congress to weigh in. And as we think about the housing crisis generally, we've got to make sure that we have the supply here of all levels of housing in New Hampshire, and that's a focus that we've got to have at both the state, federal, and local level to be able to make some progress.
Congressman Chris Pappas, 1st Congressional District. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Inch. Congressman, the border has been in the news somewhat in the last day or two, the southwest border. I guess there's an expected surge of migrants by the thousands because of a rule change. My question is, the president's talking about sending 1,500 troops to try and help support, at least securing or, you know, making some sense of what happens at the border versus people. You know, we saw a video not long ago in El Paso, Texas, and that bridge to Juarez where, you know, just so many folks were trying to come across into the United States, trying, you know, literally overwhelming the Mexican authorities and the Border Patrol. So the southwest border, sending troops, what are you concerned? Is there going to be a big surge that we can handle? Is this the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do? Are we doing enough? What are your thoughts on the border?
Well, it is a crisis, and more needs to be done. I welcome the news of 1,500 troops being sent to the border to help preserve order. And to make sure that we're protecting the safety of our country, as well as the individuals that are trying to come here to seek asylum. But in addition, I would add that I think the Biden administration has been behind the eight ball on this issue. That's why last year I called for the administration to develop detailed plans for what would happen once Title 42 was lifted. And we're facing a confluence of both the end of Title 42 right now, as well as the normal seasonal changes that we see in immigration patterns. With the warmer weather and spring coming, we're seeing that seasonal surge happening along the border. So I think the 1,500 troops are important. We also have several hundred members of the New Hampshire National Guard that are now stationed at the southern border. But it's more than just the manpower. We need to be supporting our Customs and Border Patrol. We need to be deploying technology all along the border. That's why I'm going to be introducing legislation soon, by a bipartisan bill that really calls for Homeland Security to present more detailed plans to Congress and work with us on where those investments will truly make a difference in terms of technology and the kind of cooperation we need with law enforcement. So it is a very serious issue. The Biden administration has been late to address it, and I think we need to find ways to make the investments in manpower and technology to help secure the situation.
And Congressman, before we let you go, Congressman Chris Pappas, 1st Congressional District, New Hampshire. This caught my eye the other day on a Politico, from Politico. Lawmakers on both parties, I think it's headed to the Senate, have talked about targeting Chinese imports of clean energy, according to Politico, equipment to the U.S. as tensions mount between the two countries. I think the House voted last week or Friday to rebuke, basically, President Biden revoking his 2-year suspension on imposing new tariffs on solar equipment imports from four Southeast Asian countries that are suspected of sort of being fronts for Chinese products. Did you weigh in on this? Do you have an opinion on this or a concern? I guess it's headed to the Senate.
Well, I did. I voted against the suspension of this Biden administration policy because I believe in the short run that would raise costs for New Hampshire consumers. That's what I heard from businesses here in New Hampshire. I do think that we've got to be rebuilding our industrial base and be manufacturing solar panels and clean energy technology right here in the United States. But we've got to make sure that we're not raising costs for people in the short run as they seek to put panels on their businesses and homes and save on their energy bills. And so that was the message I heard from New Hampshire. And one of the reasons why I supported significant clean energy investments and investments in U.S. manufacturing last year. It's going to take some time for those to roll out. So I think in the short run, we've got to be clear-eyed about how we do this in a way that doesn't raise costs for consumers.
And Congressman, real quickly, the First in the Nation presidential primary, something I know you support. I know the DNC and President Biden are not intending to really be up here much before South Carolina, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Marianne Williamson are running. And just RFK Jr., you know, it's interesting. He's spoken in support of the primary. He seems to be getting out there a little bit. Well-known name, obviously. I don't know if you've met him and talked with him, but do you think his candidacy has a serious chance of doing well in New Hampshire, especially if President Biden doesn't come here?
Well, I don't think so, because I see him more as a fringe candidate who's really inspired by a lot of the conspiracy theories out there around vaccines. So I don't think there will be a lot of support in New Hampshire for his candidacy. And I would say the same for Marianne Williamson, who is showing up here. But look, we always welcome everyone who wants to put their name on the ballot in New Hampshire and be a part of this process. And I've been very critical of President Biden for his move to push the DNC to, take New Hampshire, take our First in the Nation primary away. But I think the way that we, overcome that and beat back those efforts is by making sure that everyone turns out by inviting all candidates, whether they're third-tier candidates or whether it's, the president of the United States or former president, they're all welcome to be here in New Hampshire. So I just think at this moment in time, it's really crucial that we create the kind of conversation here that's going to show that New Hampshire does it better than any other state, and encourage every voter to get out in January of next year, whenever the Secretary of State sets the date for our primary. So we're in the new phase of this fight, and it's really important as Granite Staters that we don't see this as a political issue. This is about preserving this institution and about creating a conversation that has a really positive impact on the rest of the nominating calendar.
Congressman Pappas, I always enjoy our conversations. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of News Talk Station. Thanks for joining us, and I'll touch base with your folks about If you can join us at all during our 12-hour, make 12 hours count for Veterans Count coming up in a few weeks, May 17th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Veterans Count. I know you've done a lot and continue to keep an eye out for our veterans. I'll touch base with your folks to see if you can join me. Thank you for being on.
We'll be there, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you.